It is Tuesday, and that's the day that we read from your emails and your comments on the web. Last week, we talked about Wikipedia and how Wikipedia's editors gauge which articles are actually true. And one expert had repeatedly tried to correct an entry on the entry about the Haymarket's riots, but he was rebuffed. So many of you wrote to tell us how Wikipedia system works and that it works, including Carrie, who emailed from Grand Rapids and said this: some of my artist friends did a project on Wikipedia where they faked a country with completely fake facts, a fake flag, a fake national anthem. They added a bunch of sources and works cited in order to make it look more legitimate, but it was taken down within 24 hours. However, they received an email from the editor who congratulated them on having the most elaborate fake page that he had ever encountered. Well, it's down, so we're just going to have to take our word for it. Though you can listen back to that conversation on our website at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. We learned last week that nearly half of Americans have more credit card debt than they have emergency savings. And we asked you to tell us about your strategies for saving money. On that show, one caller confessed that she is having such a hard time saving money that she gives a portion of her paycheck to her husband to manage for her. Well, that arrangement concerns Shane Snowden of San Francisco, California, who wrote, "I feel worried about the young woman who called to say that she'd reached financial adulthood by giving her husband 25% of her paycheck and having him take care of it. I wish a guest had gently reminded her that truer adulthood might be to arrange direct deposit of that amount into an account in her name of a type she understands with an account number and statements that she can access." Native American novelist David Troyer was on last week talking about his new book, Res Life, An Indian's Journey Through Reservation Life. He described the beauty and the challenges of life on Ojibwe Reservation. Well, Scott Lettingham wrote from Spokane to share his own experience. He writes this: "I grew up on a reservation in Washington State in an area that was largely half Native, half white. My dad worked for the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs, though we are not Native. I think it is significant that the BIA was originally in the old U.S. War Department and is now in the Interior Department, which is focused mostly on managing land and natural resources, not people and their needs. I wonder how this history affects how the federal government and non-natives view contemporary Native Americans." Also, a correction. When we talked about the backlash against red light cameras in many towns, we overstated the evidence in favor of those cameras. At least one study, conducted in 2004 in North Carolina, found that red light cameras failed to reduce the number of accidents. And a final note, on Sunday, Undefeated won the Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. We spoke with the directors of that film and with all of the nominees before the Academy Awards. And you can find those interviews archived on our website. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. So if you have a correction or comments or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us right there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Peter Granitz, Wilma Consul, Jessica Reedy, and Priska Neely. Priska also handles our web content. Our editor is Sarah Handel. Gwen Newton directs the program. Our intern is Bolanle Omishore. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Brian Jarbo, and Tom Marquito. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Scott Cameron. Sue Goodwin is our executive producer. Tomorrow, we'll talk about Afghanistan. Following the accidental burning of Qurans, what's been lost? Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm John Donvan in Washington.